If you've ever felt like you should play it safe with your salary or career choices because you're single, then this episode is for you because I'm sharing why the exact opposite is true and why, as a single woman, higher salaries are actually your smartest path to security and peace. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Let me read something to you. I don't have anyone else. It's just me. I don't have someone else's income to fall back on. That's something that one of my next level career clients told me during our sales call. So Next Level Career is my one-on-one coaching partnership for women who want to get promoted and advance into higher level roles. So whether it's going from entry level to manager, manager to director, director to VP, I help women land higher paying, higher impact roles. And before we start working together, I always do like a promotion strategy call where I'd like to understand, you know, what's the problem? What are the barriers? What have you tried? What hasn't worked? Why are you trying to make this change now? And on that call is where I usually share exactly how I'm going to help you get promoted with a salary increase. So I'm often hearing why women are choosing to get promoted at the time that they have come to me. So in one of the calls, one woman told me this, and it made me remember how over the past few years, I've actually heard this sentence or similar for years and years. Almost every time I would open my group program, somebody would tell me, you know what, I'm single. There's no other income in my house, in my home. It's just me fending for myself. So I can't afford to not take my salary seriously. I can't afford to lean on somebody else. I'm all I've got. And if you're a single woman listening, you have probably had this exact thought or something similar. Maybe when you were considering whether to negotiate the salary, or maybe when you were debating applying for a director level role, or maybe when you're just lying awake at night thinking about retirement, you are just thinking, look, it is just me. It is me, myself, and I need to get my money together. And what I've seen happen is that when you are carrying the full financial weight of your life on your own shoulders, you start to think that playing it safe is the responsible thing to do, right? Like playing it safe is going to guarantee your financial future. Playing it safe, like I don't want to rock the boat with my money. I want to keep my budget right. I don't want to lose my healthcare. I don't want to lose my savings. And society actually reinforces this with messages like, just be grateful for what you have, or don't be greedy. Some people don't even have a job. You should be happy you at least have a job. Or even, this is a good one because I've heard it before, there's this like subtle, insidious suggestion that maybe one day marriage will solve your financial concerns. Like some man is just going to come and make your money situation better. He's going to provide for the family. He's going to take care of you. He's going to add income to the home. But what I've learned from working with single women is that this idea of playing it safe is actually what can keep you stuck, underpaid, and constantly anxious about money in your career. Like, let me tell you what being underpaid actually does to your life, because it goes way deeper than just your bank account. It's not just about the money. The money is a big part. But when I think about, for example, in your career, when you're underpaid for years, you start to internalize messages that maybe you're not worth as much as you thought. maybe you're not as skilled as you believed. Being in an environment where people are overlooking you, where when you ask for the promotion, they say no. They tell you you don't have the right experience. They need somebody with leadership potential. Or they'll say, do A and we'll promote you. And when you do A, they're like, no, do B. And then when you do B, they're like, no, do C. Like, they keep moving the goalpost. When you are in an environment where you are constantly overlooked, it can cause you to think that you are not qualified or skilled enough to operate at that higher level you want, despite your track record. And here's the kicker. When you're underpaid, it now caps your earning potential long term. Your bonuses, your raises, your new salaries are usually based off of what you're making right now. So the more you stay underpaid, the less money you make in the long run. Because 3% of $75,000 is very different from 3% of $150,000. So if you're getting that annual 3-5% bonus on a salary that you've been capped at for years, you are essentially capping your own long-term earning potential. It now becomes a compounding problem. When I think about just your life, when you're underpaid and living paycheck to paycheck, it stifles your quality of living. You can't travel as much when you need to just escape and give yourself a mental health break. Maybe you're not going out with friends or doing social things because you're always thinking about funds and bills that need to be paid. For single women especially, I've had multiple clients talk about wanting to buy a home, right? Having a secure place that's yours, thinking about your older years when you want to know that you have a home that nobody's kicking you out of. You're thinking about maybe even investing in a personal trainer, healthy foods, medical procedures. Money impacts all these things, right? Like, just improving people. Like, when people say money can't buy happiness, I'm like, look, can we retire that sentence? Because yes, money can't buy happiness, but money sure can give you access to things that make life easier. Money can give you access to things that make you happy. And when you're a single woman, you want to have enough saved so you can support yourself as an adult. Does it mean that you're going to be single forever? No. But if that is your current reality, you have to make decisions about your future based on your current reality, not based on what may or may not happen in the future. Especially if I think, okay, if you don't have kids to take care of you later, or even for a married woman, I've had some married women say, I just don't even want to put that burden on my kids, right? I don't want my kids to have to take care of me. So I want to know that I'm earning enough to where if I need support or healthcare as an adult, I can afford that and not put that burden on my children. So either way, I think that still goes of, you have to be thinking about future you. You have to be thinking about 70-year-old you, 80-year-old you, 90-year-old you. How are you setting her up for financial ease in those older years when she can't hustle as hard as you are hustling now? The third place that I can see this settle for less mindset impact you is in your self-esteem. And this one is huge. When you're underpaid, when you're overlooked, when you're undervalued, when you're looked over for promotions, for opportunities, you start to think that you're not skilled. You start to think that you're not worth more, that you can't do better, whether you realize it or not. Those messages, like every time you hear no at work, it is an insidious message to your brain that you're not good, you're not worthy. And the longer you stay in those environments, the more you start internalizing that message. And you have to realize, we spend most of our waking hours at work. These messages, they don't just stay at work and then, you know, when you leave work, they're gone. No, they follow you into your daily life. So if at work, you feel like you're being told that you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you start internalizing that message, and then it seeps into other areas of your life to where now your self-esteem is tanking. Because now you're going to start acting that way in your relationships. Maybe you're minimizing your thoughts, you're minimizing your opinions, you're not sharing as openly or as freely. It's like that workplace is slowly just chipping, chip, 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 chip. It's just chipping away at your self-esteem until there's just this little ball of self-esteem that you're cupping in the palm of your hands and you're just trying to protect it. You're like, okay, you know what? This is all I got. And this third one, like this self-esteem one, I see a lot, because when I think about the pattern of the women who work with me one-on-one, usually it's women who have been doing work at a higher level for years in their company. And when I say years, I mean years, 10 years, 15 years, 13 years, 8 years, they have been working at a higher level, but they've been overlooked for promotion. They've been told that they're missing something. And so by the time they come to work with me as their career coach to get promoted, it's usually because they've reached a breaking point. They're like, okay, they have played in my face one too many times. They've made these lateral moves or they've shuffled me around, but the money didn't increase, the title didn't change. And so I then see this pattern of self-doubt that has seeped into their psyche that we are now working on in coaching. Where like a lot of my clients, I am doing that building up of their self-esteem, helping them see themselves objectively the way I see them, because these women are highly qualified. I'm looking at resumes like, girl, you could run this entire company. And session after session, I'm having to re-coach them, build up their self-esteem, help them realize that they are awesome, because that's what then helps them show up confidently when they're applying in interviews in the new role. But it is a pattern that I have seen that when you stay in companies that are overlooking you, it is going to negatively impact how you see yourself. So that all being said, here is the mindset shift that I want you to make. As a single woman, you don't need lower expectations, you need higher salaries. You don't need lower expectations, you need higher salaries. And let me share with you a few reasons why. The first is just retirement security. I touched on this earlier, but your future depends on you. When you earn more, you can put more toward retirement. And when you're putting more toward retirement, there's just this sense of peace and safety that comes with that. Now, in case you're new here, you might not know my values and my philosophies. Let me just say, ultimately, okay, bottom line, safety comes from the Lord, okay? We can't take that away. And if the Lord blesses you to be in a job where you can earn more money and you're putting more money away toward the future, that gives you the ability to focus on now. You're not worried about future you because you know, okay, you know what? Automatically, this money is going into a brokerage account or a Roth IRA or my 401k. So I know that come future me, 70, 75, 80-year-old me, she's going to be good. Focus on growing your career now. Focus on having the most impact you can have now, knowing that when the time comes where you can't work anymore, or at least you can't work at the level that you're working at now anymore, you're going to be taken care of. Knowing that you're not going to have to work until you're 75 or 85. Knowing that you're not going to be a burden on any other family members because you're taking care of future you. If you're earning at the manager level for years and years, you might not be able to save up or invest at the same level that you can at the director or higher level. Like you can just see yourself living paycheck to paycheck, but not growing. You're working hard, the money finishes month after month. You get paid twice a month, once a month, and then before you blink, it's gone. If you stay in that cycle, you're going to be doing that cycle at 85 years old, 75 years old, 65 years old. Earning more money allows you to have choice for when to stop working because you get to build a financial safety net for future you. And getting promoted is one of the quickest ways to earn more. Right? Like when you get promoted, you can increase your salary by 50K, 100K, 150K. Imagine if you got promoted, landed that salary increase, and you didn't change your lifestyle for just 2 years. And you're taking 50% of that increase and you are pumping it into a retirement fund, a retirement account. That money will grow. That money will grow and start building a financial safety net for older you. And in my one-on-one coaching next level career, I work with my clients to position themselves for these kinds of salary jumps, 50K, 100K. Because when you are operating at a higher level, you open the door to other things like consultancy roles, thought leadership work that can even bring in other sources of income to keep building that financial safety net. The second reason I want you to adopt that mindset that as a single woman, you deserve a higher salary is you want to be able to build an emergency fund that gives you real peace of mind. Again, peace comes from the Lord. I'm talking about just on the earthly realm, okay? Earning more money allows you to build an emergency fund. An emergency fund means when you need a new tire for your car, when you need to buy a new HVAC system, you're not stressed. And this legit happened to me. I remember when I bought my new home 3 years in, my HVAC stopped working and I had to spend $10,000 to replace that HVAC unit. I have never spent that much on anything in my home in my life. I was shooketh, okay? But because I was in my higher level role, I knew I could afford it. I was able to get a 5-year, one of those like a home ownership card. It was a 5-year interest free card and paid off over 5 years without interest. I mean, and I did that because I wanted to keep investing at the level I was investing at. So I didn't want to cut that down to pay it off faster. And it's like, if it's interest free, why not? But I wasn't stressed because financially I knew I could make those monthly payments because my salary had increased. So whether it's a broken appliance, an emergency trip for a family, when you're earning more money, you can build an emergency fund. And the rule of thumb out there is that you want to have 6 months of emergency fund, right? So I should say 6 months of expenses in your emergency fund, liquid cash that is readily available. And you can't do that. I mean, you kind of can, but it's harder to do that when you're at like manager level income. Right, you can do it faster when you get promoted to director level or higher, when you increase your salary by 50K, 100K, 200K, especially if you get promoted again and you don't allow lifestyle creep to come in. When you get promoted, let's say with 100K salary increase, and you save 50% of that 100, so imagine saving 50K a year towards investing or saving for 3 to 5 years, your financial safety net, your emergency fund will grow so fast, it will make your head spin. And that's going to give you so much peace, less anxiety in your life, and the ability to make decisions from a place of financial abundance instead of financial desperation. It allows you to be calm in your body and not stress about money day in and day out. The third reason why I want you to adopt that mindset that single women deserve higher salaries and not lower expectations is that with a higher salary comes more freedom and options. More money literally just means more options. You get to have more options in your life about where you live, what you eat, where you travel to, how often you travel, how you improve yourself. You're rarely going to be making choices from desperation because you just have choices. Do you want to buy a house or rent? Do you want to live in the US or not? It is up to you based on long-term goals. You can hire a chef, a personal trainer, a housekeeper. All these things allow you to buy back more time, more peace, and more calmness in your life. More time that you can spend with your family. More time you can spend with the Lord. More things to be grateful to the Lord for. More money just opens up more doors. Now, again, I feel like I have to keep repeating this. Does this mean making more money an idol? No. It just means stop shortchanging yourself, stop selling yourself short, reach for those higher level roles, ask the Lord to help you as you reach for those higher level roles so that you can earn more money. Number four reason why I want you to adopt that mindset that as a single woman, you deserve higher salaries, not lower expectations, is that higher salaries allow you to be generous without resentment. Higher salaries allow you to be generous without resentment. And this is a big one. When you're earning more money, you can give to family members who are in need. You can tithe without feeling stressed about tithing. You can help family members without having all this resentment that, you know, they're always asking, why do they always come to me? Why do they always ask me? Like one thing I've been able to do since getting to my higher level is that I have an account that's just for generosity, a generosity fund. So if a family member comes to ask me for money, I can give without that resentment of, you know, they're always asking or what are they going to use the money for? I've already set this money aside to bless people so I can give within my budget. The Bible even tells us to give to the poor. When Jesus was talking about the end times, I think it was in Matthew 25, he talks about how, you know, he says, you gave to me when I was in need. You clothed me when I was in need. You visited me when I was in prison. And then they asked him, like, when did we do these things? And he said, you did it for the least of these, so you did it for me. We are called as Christians to be generous. But you're able to be more abundantly generous when you're earning more money. Because your base needs are met, your luxuries are met, and then you're actually setting aside a budget to help people and be generous without feeling resentful about it, without being mad that God is asking you to give, without being mad that the money is going away from you. You're like, no, I am just a vessel that the Lord can use to help other people. Like, I feel good when I'm generous. Like, the Lord has blessed me so I can bless other people. I love being an overflow of His blessings. I love being able to give without second thoughts, without thinking about what they'll do with it. If they're asking and I can give, I'm going to give and then pray for them. Then the next reason why I want you to adopt that mindset that as a single woman, you deserve a higher salary and not lower expectations is that it allows you, or I should say it affords you, the ability to have dignity at work. When you're making more money, you can have dignity at work. Because when you're making more money, it allows you to not settle in your career. It allows you to not let people walk all over you, not let people play in your face. You show up more confidently, especially when you know your retirement is good. You have an emergency fund. You can be without work for 6 months and be fine. Look, girl, once a company starts playing in your face, you will walk away. You're not going to desperately grab at other jobs that comes your way. You're going to be intentional about going to another company that actually respects and values you. You're going to hold up your own self-worth and boundaries and make sure any organization you're in actually holds those boundaries too. That's what can happen when you increase your salary. This is why I go so hard for my clients when I'm like, I want you to get promoted and increase your salary by 35K, 50K, 100K. Because opening up, or broadening, I should say, your salary, your finances, just opens up so many aspects of your life where you can have options, you can have choices, you can have freedom, you can have dignity. So like, just take a moment and picture this, right? Imagine yourself logging into your retirement account, whether it's on Fidelity, Vanguard, Robinhood, whatever it is, and you're just feeling proud of how it's steadily growing. When unexpected expenses come up, you can handle them without panic. You're booking trips for rest and renewal, the all-inclusive in Mexico. You're writing tithe checks with joy or giving online with joy. When someone disrespects you at work, you know you can walk away confidently because your worth isn't tied to desperation. That's what's possible for you when you get promoted into a higher level role where you can have more income, more impact, and more influence. And I'm not saying this to encourage you to be greedy, right? It's not about being greedy and it's like, okay, you know what? Just reach for more money, more, more, more. No, it's about stewardship. It's about stewarding the talent the Lord has given you so that you can have more impact and more influence in the workplace. It's about stewarding the rooms the Lord has put you in so you can be a representation to other women who look like you to see what's possible for them. It's about stewarding the spirit the Lord has put in you so that you can let your light shine in rooms where you're the only source of light. This is what higher salaries can create for single women. So if you've been shrinking your expectations because you're single, I want to invite you to think bigger. Think bigger for yourself. In my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, I help single women secure $50,000 plus promotions that build lasting financial security. When we work together for 6 months to overcome the fears and limiting beliefs that keep you underpaid. I show you exactly how to position yourself for roles and salaries that will change your life. We work together to find the job. I help you apply to the job. I help you update your resume, your LinkedIn profile. I give you the questions to ask in interviews. I help you negotiate so you can get even more money. I give you the literal words to say in negotiation conversations. So the first step is to go to privatecareercoaching.com and submit your application on that website. Once you apply, you will book a free promotion strategy call where we're going to talk about the specific barriers that are keeping you from earning what you deserve. And I will share with you the exact 3 ways that I will help you earn more money. Because girl, playing small isn't safety. It is just another form of risk. You are risking getting to retirement and being underfunded. You are risking staying trapped in situations that don't value you. You are risking undervaluing your own self. And you deserve better, and it's time to get it, okay? So go to privatecareercoaching.com today to learn how to work with me one-on-one. The URL is going to be in the description of this episode, because I can promise you one thing, your future self will thank you for choosing to make this decision. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareer.com. thechangemaster.com/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.